Welcome to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. In the background, you'll hear the theme song playing, Heart and Soul, a song that's been around for a long time. Many of you have probably played it on the piano. For a while, and maybe permanently, we're going to use that as our opening theme song along with these announcements. So each week when you hear this, you'll know it's time to come to the radio for the Heart and Soul broadcast. Also, we want to remind you these programs are available on the web at www.heartandsouloutreach.com and also at www.kweb365.com. You'll also find puzzles the entire family can enjoy. Each week we have Sunday school on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 10:55, an evening activity at 5 o'clock called the Heart and Soul Hour, which is preparatory for this broadcast, and then Wednesdays at 6:45 we have classes for all ages. Again, we're so glad that you've tuned in today. We hope you receive a blessing as you listen today to the Heart and Soul broadcast brought to you by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas.
Our joy is set on factual things that will never change. The fact is, our Lord and Savior died for us. He loves us, and He'll never stop loving us. And man, I hope you know that. I hope you've given Him your heart. We're going to sing, Lord, I give you my heart.
This is my desire.
Tide swiftly rising, and
you wonder where he's been. Friend, there never was a moment that his arms aren't reaching out. You can rest assured and be secure, God is moving right now. Stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do. When you feel you have reached the end, He'll make a way for you. Stand still and let God move. Make a way for you. Stand still and let God move. The answer will come, but only in His time. Stand still and let God move. Stand still and let God move.
You know, that's a hard thing for us to do. We want to take it upon ourselves. We want to do it ourselves. The Word of God says in Psalm 67, I think, He says, be still and know that I am God. We need to be still and let God move. Thank you, Nina. Thank you, Waylon. Y'all did a terrific job on that song. You know, He's holy. He's the one in power. We have no power outside of Him. Be still. Let Him move. gather here today because of the love that Jesus has bestowed upon us. I'm excited about the love of Christ, and I hope you are. We're going to sing Because of Your Love. As we come into your presence, we remember every blessing that you poured out so freely from above. Lifting gratitude and praises for compassion so amazing. Lord, we come to give you thanks for all you've done. Because of your love, so amazing. Lord, we come to give you thanks for all you've done. Let him hear you this morning. Sing it out. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up with songs of freedom.
One more time.
Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up with songs of freedom. Forever we're changed because of your
may be seated.
And now a song by our friend, Brother John Flanagan.
All right, Brother Patterson, you always make me feel good. Well, thank you so much. Brother Joe likes this song.
Last night I dreamed I saw the Savior bent low. He was bearing the cross with tears in his eyes. And oh, how he cried, not for mercy, but for me, who was lost. Each step was beaten by sinners as he staggered, he stumbled and fell. As I stood at his side, he whispered, I love you, and I'll prove it at the top of the hill. He tried to rise under his burden. The old rugged cross bowed him down. I saw blood on his hands. It sprinkled the sand as it ran from a thorn-tangled crown. It mingled with sweat and flowed with the teardrops that face to forget I never will. And the way he whispered to me, I love you, and I'll prove it at the top of the hill. Oh, Jesus, forgive me, so unworthy of the love you've revealed. For me, you've tried separated, a throne in heaven, far across at the top of the hill. Far across at the top of the hill.
I think you know that is one of my all-time favorites. I, not only for the melody and the harmony, but the theology that's in that song. What a blessing. To every believer, the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Now, do you believe that? I'm going to tell you that's something to celebrate.
Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. So come to the Father through Jesus the Son. Great things He hath taught us, great things He has done, and greater rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let the earth hear His voice! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let the people rejoice! Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done!
I'm Pastor Joe Patterson of the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. Thank you for joining us for the Heart and Soul broadcast sponsored by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. Reaching out through radio, KGAF 1580 AM Sundays at 4:30 p.m. and also available on cable TV down around channel 2 or so. You may find our broadcast at 4:30 on Sunday afternoons.
Open your Bible here to Psalms, if you would. Psalms chapter 45, verse 1. Psalms 45, 1. This is a verse that we looked at as we went through the Psalms. We looked at this verse together. It says, my heart is inditing a good matter. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. And I want you to focus your eyes on that last expression, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. In the Bible, the word ready is used quite a bit. Paul said, as he neared his death hour, at the time of my departure is at hand, I am now ready to be offered. And he said, I'm ready. In fact, if you study the life of the Apostle Paul, from the time that God saved him, knocked him off that high horse of pride on the road to Damascus and humbled him and brought him to faith in Christ, immediately he said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And that was an expression of readiness on the part of the Apostle Paul. And Paul said this. He wrote to the Romans, church at Rome, in the book of Romans. He said, I am ready to preach the gospel. He said, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel. Now, God is looking for readiness, willingness, a will that is in harmony with His. For example, the Bible says, we've been talking about soul winning on Sunday nights, the Bible says, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is within you. And God is saying there, be ready to give an answer. You may not even have the answer, but if you have the readiness and the willingness and you've prepared your heart and you're not lazy and you have studied your Bible, the Bible promises, the Holy Spirit said, I will call all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have spoken to you before time or ahead of time. Now, if you've not read your Bible, then he cannot call to remembrance that which you cannot bring to recall that which was never there in the first place. So for you to cash that check, there was I was preaching the other day at a place, not here, and I said I sent someone in the crowd who was not receiving, and I said from the pulpit, I said, now if you're an unbeliever, this check is not written to you. You cannot endorse it. It's on the bank of heaven, and it's good, and it's a faith check, but it's not made out to you, because it's made out to whosoever believes. So that promise that he'll call to your remembrance, that's made out to the one who has studied their Bible, who has prepared their heart, and he'll call to your remembrance that which you have previously studied and prepared. So, but the point is, he said, be ready to give an answer. In other words, I may not have the answer. I may not have the answer, but if I'm ready to give the answer, and I have a willingness of heart, God will help me, and God will guide me to the passages and the thoughts that I need to be able to be an effective witness for him. I'm not here to impress anybody. We're here to influence people. And so I may have to scratch my head and say, I don't know. I'll have to look that up. Or let me pray about that, and I'll get back to you. But if I'm ready to give the answer, and I'm willing to give the answer, God will help me to be able to give the answer. Now, our verse, just this one verse, he said, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Look at the Psalms that David gave to us. Now, David didn't write all the Psalms, but how wonderful they are, how powerful they are, how anointed they are. And yet, if you study his life was blemished in many ways, far from perfect. And yet God used him in an astounding and an almost immeasurable way. I got an email from Dr. Nina O'Toole Payrot. Nina, I think I saw you wave at me. You're in the building. Over here to my left, Dr. Nina O'Toole Payrot sent me an email that it was on the internet, and she clipped it or someone sent it to her. She told me, but I don't recall. But I clipped the gist of it. It says, God, in essence, God can use anyone. And then it says this, Jacob was a cheater. Peter had a temper. David had an affair. Noah got drunk. Jonah ran from God. Gideon was insecure. Miriam was a gossiper. Martha was a worrier. Thomas was a doubter. Sarah was impatient. Elijah was moody. Moses stuttered. Abraham was old, and Lazarus was dead. Now, what's your excuse? When I got that, I thought, that's just wonderful. I don't know who wrote that, but that's good stuff. And it goes on to say, and you've heard this, I'm sure, it's a good line, worthy of much repetition, God doesn't call the qualified, God qualifies the called. And so when you study the life of David, David had been an adulterer. David was a murderer. You know the story. And how he messed up so egregiously and so badly. And yet, because of the blood of Christ, God washed him in his blood and cleansed him. Amen, Brother David. God cleansed him. And then God used him. Don't ever look at anybody. Let me just say this word of thought. Never look at anybody and say God could never save that person. And never look at anybody and say God could never use that person. But amen, Brother David. Yes, I'll applaud that myself. Never look at anybody, because you don't know what God may do. And you may have a loved one, a relative, a friend, or somebody, and you've tried so hard to witness to them, and it seems like somebody here, you've got somebody you're grieving over, and the Holy Spirit joins with you in that grief. We're going to be studying on Sunday nights about emotions in a few weeks, and Jesus had emotions. Jesus wept. Jesus knew what it was to grieve and be sad. And you've got somebody that literally they're breaking your heart, and you just care for them so much. Well, have hope and have faith. If God could bring a David around. And I'm going to tell you something else, and you might not agree with me, but I believe that David was a child of God even during the time while he was committing those sins. Now, somebody says, well, no, he got saved after that. No, I think he was already saved when he was doing those things. In fact, I believe that prodigal son was a son the whole time he was in the hog pen. He didn't cease to be a son and become a son again. He was a son the whole time he was down in that hog pen. I don't know about you, but I find such comfort in that, that God's love is constant. But if we'll get right with God, get our hearts right with God, the whole point I want to make out of all these Psalms, if you were to do a macroscopic view and look at the whole thing, one of the greatest truths you'll see is that God could use a man like David to bless all of us and so many thousands down through the centuries. And the reason is found in our verse, our text. The psalmist said, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. The one thing God's looking for is readiness. God's just looking for willingness. Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, send me. Brother David, I want to visit with you just a moment about how you came to know Christ. How old were you when you were saved?
I must have been about 31.
About 31 yes, years of age. And of course, you were raised in a wonderful home. You'd heard the gospel many, many, many times before you were saved.
Yes, sir.
I think there's probably a lot of people like that, that maybe even grew up around the gospel, grew up around Christianity, and in a sense had kind of a head knowledge. I mean, and you would have said, I believe, you know, but really you never had trusted Christ. How did it come to pass that you came to trust the Lord as your Savior?
Well, Brother Joe, a man asked me to church where we worked. I worked with him, a man named Gail Parker. We worked for Safeway. And he asked me real nicely, come visit me in church. And so, I didn't show up for the first few Sundays. But then finally, he was so nice and everything about it. I thought, well, I'm going to go down there because I had been raised in church. I knew I should be in church. But and so I attended, started coming to church here at Central Baptist Church here in Whitesboro. And after, you know, the Lord says, the Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. And so after a few times of coming to church and hearing the Word of God, I realized that I wasn't sure. I had gone down as a 13-year-old young man, in Grand Prairie, Texas. But I just wasn't sure, and I decided, well, I want to be sure. And so after the service, I asked I went towards the back of the building, and I asked one of the young men to go get the preacher. And he went and got the preacher and brought him down to me, and I said, I'm not sure if I'm saved or not, and I want to get that settled. And that's right that day. I accepted Christ as my Savior.
You know, it's so wonderful that you did that. It's not something that a person wants to gamble with. A person wants to know for sure that heaven is their home. If we have any listeners today who would like further information or someone to sit and talk with you and pray with you about that, about heaven being your home and what it really means to be saved, to be a Christian, to be born again, please contact us. We'll be glad to help you.
You've been listening to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We're so glad you tuned in today. We'd like to invite you to be a regular listener and to invite your friends to listen as well. It's our heart's desire that we might be a blessing to you and even to your family and friends. Especially if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, it would be our prayer that you would embrace the gospel, the good news of God's love, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again. And if you'll repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, receive Him, then you'll be saved and you'll be born again. If we can be of service to you in any way or about anything, please give us a call, 903-375-3222, or email us at blessings@heartandsouloutreach.com. And again, we want to thank you for listening, and we'd like to invite you to listen again next week at this same time to the Heart and Soul broadcast.